This rain report will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. The Volunteer Examiner VE program recently celebrated 25 years of administering ham radio exams nationwide. In the Washington, D.C. area, John Creel, WB3GXW, has been the administrator for the Laurel County, Maryland VEC since it all began in 1989. Rains Hap Holly, KC9RP, caught up with John recently at the Dayton Hamvention.
When I became the team leader in 1989, there were not many sessions in the Washington area, and of course we were still doing the 5, 13, and 20 words per minute tests, and then the various written exams. So our sessions on the third Saturday of the month were quite busy at the Maryland Radio Center in Laurel, Maryland, typically 70 to 80 people every month. We average about 12 to 20 at each test session, but we do a number of ham fests in the Washington, Baltimore area, and also we do the Berryville Ham Fest the first Sunday in August.
How has the testing process changed?
Well, there's more test sessions available now than there were when I was first became affiliated with the Laurel VE team in Laurel. The applicants now are more varied as far as age group is concerned. We have a lot more older people testing than we used to have because the code tests have gone away, but we are still seeing a fair number of youth testing, and in my area, we get those folks that work for the government, quote-unquote, who are told to come and get their amateur exams, and we always see every month those folks with short haircuts and government IDs taking their tests.
What kind of government workers are being told to get their ham tickets?
Well, for those that might be familiar, the ones that are working out of Fort Meade, I really don't ask any questions. I see the government ID. I know they're military. They've been told to go get their amateur radio license. We test a bunch of them on an ongoing basis the third Saturday of every month. And remember, the Laurel VEC nationwide is no charge for tests.
Are you finding today that there are more nationalities or different countries of origin than there were 25 years ago?
Yes. I've had people come to us who are licensed in other countries and are here either working or whatever. I've had several of them tell me, well, I have a license from Japan or I'm a ham from Great Britain, and they come here and they take their tests.
The general pool of questions is going under another change.
July 1st is the date in which the current Element 3 for general class will change to the new pool. I know the extra is going to come up next, and I think it's 2017, but don't hold me to that. The VEC question pool committee will tell us.
Are you as a VEC consulted when those changes are being made as to what questions you would like to have added or to be deleted?
The NCVEC has what is known as a question pool committee, and they're the individuals that review the current question pool, make changes. They certainly accept recommendations from the field. Changes that come into effect as a result of rule changes, and many times during the time period, will result in deleted questions. If there's a rules change, then of course that affects the teams. The question pool committee is the one who deals with the questions. They put it out for review, and the people comment back and say, oh, this is a bad question. Yeah. So questions could be deleted or changed before the official pool or the next period of time is released. And questions are being added, deleted as time is needed. You deal with hundreds of questions for each question pool, and there's somebody out there that finds a mistake or finds an issue, and they'll take exception. So as we go through the process, the first year or so after a pool is put out, occasionally you'll get deleted questions. If there's a rules change, that'll impact it as well.
Do you feel that the question pool is being compromised or watered down from what it was 20 years ago?
The technician pool is probably a little bit easier than it was back when it was a 50-question exam, because that was what you needed to take for technician and general. My take on the extra class pool is that it's pretty tough. We've had people come in, engineer types, that they say this is not a piece of cake to take. Even though they might only get a couple questions wrong, they still have respect for the exam.
There have been observations made in the past that all you have to do is just memorize the questions and memorize the answers, kind of like back in the days of Dick Bash. rehash and actually just memorize the questions and answers, study the exams themselves.
You bring up an interesting point here. When Dick Bash was around, there was actually one exam that the FCC was administering for the advanced class. They had only one version of the exam, if I recall correctly. I'm talking 1977 when I took my advanced license. There was that going on, but since the VEC program came into effect in 84, and then I upgraded to extra in 89, there's a lot more questions in there. I think it's pretty hard to memorize 350 questions, or memorize, in the case of the extra, 500 questions. We have people that come in there, and they do quite well. Yes, there's probably some memorization. Certainly, you'd have to memorize the frequencies and the rules and regulations. A lot of it is common sense, but there are some questions in there that people, every test session that I'm at, they're there with their calculators.
Would you like to see the essay-style questions come back to the exam process?
No.
Short and to the point?
Saves us time.
Gosh, it would, wouldn't it? I know that today you can go online and actually take a random type test. Where can you do that?
Well, that's a good question. There are several websites that I suggest that people go to. Ham Test Online is one that I'm somewhat familiar with. The other two, of course, are QRZ.com. They have practice tests there. And then AA9 Papa Whiskey, Alpha Alpha 9 Papa Whiskey. There's also iPhone apps out there that you can download. You pay for those that will generate tests. I don't know what the app addresses are. I know people have come to me and said, I downloaded this app. But if you do a search engine, they should be readily available. Ham radio test, something like that. And you'll probably get a whole bunch of stuff, but you'll find some.
If anyone would like to contact you for further questions, where should they write?
Well, for me, it's an easy one. It's my call sign, WB3GXW at ARRL.net, N-E-T. WB3GXW at ARRL.net.
And that was a short interview with John Creel, WB3GXW, the administrator for the Laurel County, Maryland, Volunteer Examiner Program since its inception in 1989. Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with John in the Rain booth at the 2015 Dayton Hamvention. On an unrelated note, you might want to check out the Field Day video posted on YouTube by the 220 MHz Good Guys, a Chicago-area 220 radio club. Look for 220 MHz Guys. That's 220 MHz Guys. That's on YouTube and Facebook. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2015 Rain. All rights are reserved. Now, on behalf of everyone connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73. From the Rain Report, available on therainreport.com, from Twitter via hashtag TheRainReport, and on iTunes.